Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. The Farm Bureau's quarterly market basket food price survey was released a few days ago, and today we'll take an in-depth look. Todd Bright, the Farm Group's communications director.
For the third quarter in a row, the average price of retail food items in the Commonwealth, we saw a decline. It decreased 3.5% from last quarter to $121.64 for 40 basic items that you'd find in the store.
So this quarter's total price was $4.47 less than the second quarter of this year, and a reversal in trends of average price totals for those same food items from last year.
Seeing a drop in the last three quarters is actually in contrast to last year, where we had increases in all four quarters. And so far this year, we've actually seen a 5.8% decline in 2015.
Bright says the survey tracked six major commodity areas and ran down some of the more noticeable trends over the past 3 months.
In the beef category, we saw a major decline there, 7.5% decrease in the average price of our beef, and that includes, with the biggest drop is in ribeye, which we saw actually drop $1.75 per pound.
We'll have more on some of those trends in a minute. We'll be right back.
The greatest show on dirt, the North American Championship Rodeo, returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 12th through the 14th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including bull riding. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. There's special kids pricing all three nights. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
The Farm Bureau's complete release on the Market Basket Food Price Survey is available online at kyfbnewsroom.com. At the top of the page, just click News. Back to lower trends in meat prices this past quarter.
We also saw a large drop in the pork category, and that was really led by sausage. We saw that go down about 49 cents per pound. So those were the two big drops that we had. Otherwise, we saw things remain pretty stable. We did see an increase in the poultry category and also in dairy.
Todd Bright says the Market Basket Report serves as a food pricing benchmark. Sometimes pricing trends are impacted by farm production, downturns from bad weather, or surplus commodity levels from good growing seasons. But prices are also impacted by factors beyond the farm gate.
We do this to make sure that folks are able to see how much they're spending and also when things are going up or when things are going down. What we have to remember is that farmers still only receive approximately 16 cents of every dollar spent at the grocery store.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on Farm Bureau Radio Network.